Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for October the 18th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two, and as you know, our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we believe the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. Man, have we just got the guests a-rolling today. Johnny Vance with me now. He's writer, director of the Tuttle Twins series, angel.com, or you can get the Angel app on your iPhone or Android. Now, Johnny is a very interesting character, ladies and gentlemen. He's got his hands in a lot of stuff. He's the creator, writer, director, if you will, for the Tuttle Twins show. Now, I know that the books were created by Connor Boyack, but I'm just telling you, Johnny is the writer, director, and turns it all into film, right? He led the crowdfunding for the series as well, raising, near $3 million to make Tuttle Twins the number one crowdfunded animated kids show in history. He's also involved with Harmon Brothers. He's a creative director, etc. And Harmon Brothers is a Utah ad agency that is behind some of the most viral campaigns you've ever seen in internet history. Anyway, enough on Johnny, or we won't have time to talk to him. Hello, sir.
Hello. Thanks so much for having me, Sam.
So catch me up a little bit then. How do you get so creative? I just don't understand guys like you. How do you just get so prolific and creative and think of this stuff? I went to the Tuttle Twins event the other night, and I'm telling you right now, there is I shouldn't say adult humor. That's not fair because everybody takes that all wrong in America. There's grown-up humor that people that are a little older get in these kids' series. So you've got the kids loving it and laughing and having a good time and learning, but then you've got the adults who bust up laughing too at the same time. How do you guys do this stuff?
Well, that's the goal. We wanted to create a show that we wouldn't turn off as parents, that was both educational and entertaining. And I mean, I'm a dad of two, and I'm already getting so sick and tired of just the kid shows today. They're so dumbed down and there's nothing for the parents. In fact, some of them were very grating for the parents. And so we looked at this differently. We thought, well, let's make it educational, let's make it entertaining, and hey, let's throw in some jokes for mom and dad that the kids might not get, but aren't going to be distracting or inappropriate.
Everything in it, ladies and gentlemen, is appropriate, it's fun, it's entertaining, it's educational, it's fast-moving, and just so people understand, the Tuttle Twins TV series is an entertaining way to teach children about the values of freedom. The TV series is based on the best-selling books, which has sold over 3 million copies to date, ladies and gentlemen. But it really attacks and takes on 40 years of indoctrination from the education system and turns that around and says, hey, wait a minute now. America is valuable. The principles of liberty do count. They do matter. But how do you teach that to children in a way that they get it and that it's fun? Well, you take them on adventures, right, Johnny?
Right. Yeah, so I mean, I guess the premise for our show is a grandma moves in with her two twin grandkids and their family, and she takes them on adventures in her wheelchair time machine. Like you were saying, we'll visit founding fathers, we'll visit, very influential economists like Adam Smith. We'll see all these things firsthand, and then kind of package it with a lot of entertainment that kids don't even realize they're learning. I think that's the main goal. We want to compete with Paw Patrol here for eyeballs.
Now, this crowdfunding is just surprising to me. And the reason that I want to focus on this is because I think it's the key to not only the Tuttle Twins, But it was started with The Chosen, this new crowdfunding kind of idea that you guys have, a way to kind of pay it forward, etc. I want to talk about that in relation to The Chosen, where it was piloted, and then it was carried forward, no doubt, successfully with the Tuttle Twins. The reason I want to highlight this so much is because it's the key for us to take back and build our own institutions, to take back and build our own movies and films and TV shows and books. And I mean, the list is endless of what we can do working together, Johnny.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, let me speak to that. If you look at the Hollywood industry, the movie industry, it is a fraction of the size of, say, the big tech industry. And so why is it so important? It's so important because that is influence. Hollywood is influence, right? And Hollywood would never have made this show. They would never have made The Chosen. And so what Angel did, and Angel's our distribution partner, is they created a platform that would allow the everyday American to invest in shows like this. And I think the minimum investment for ours was $100. But it's a new law, and Angel totally built a platform to do that. And so The Chosen became, I think they raised $11 million from the crowd on something that Hollywood would not make. And it's if you haven't seen it, it's this incredible show about the life of Jesus. In a way that you've never seen. It's the first multi-season TV series about Jesus. And then we did it the same where, you know, our show is very freedom-based. And it's something that Hollywood, and certainly Hollywood with the influence of China, would not make. They're having to bow to China now and the economic pressures there because it's the biggest film market. Anyways, so that using Angel was a way for us to fund it outside of the system and be able to be true to the principles that we want to teach. A recent national poll found that 63% of American families want family-friendly content. 40% are willing to fund it. And we definitely saw that. We were amazed at the demand, at so many people coming out of the woodwork, putting their money where their mouth is, investing, and helping our show become made.
Now, let me make a critical point for people to understand. When you hear 40% are willing to fund it, you realize that's a big number, but you say, wow, it's not a big enough number. It should be like 100%. I get it, but a lot of people just hear the concept and go, yeah, I'd fund it. That's where you get your 40%. But after people see the productions, I'm telling you that number is going to increase because people realize the value, the impact, the real contribution to society that's being made here. So I say that number is great, but I submit to you that after you guys roll out a lot of these things, most people become converts and go, wait a minute, I'm a whole lot more for this than I had realized, and it's more important than I had previously understood, Johnny.
We certainly hope so.
All right. Anyway, I think that's an important point to really kind of highlight for people. They say this, ladies and gentlemen, today we're pushing back against the education system and those folks that are trying to say parents who want to hold their schools to account are terrorists and all this kind of stuff, the FBI after them and all that. We're pushing back with the Tuttle Twins, the first TV show teaching kids the values of freedom based on these books that have sold over 3 million copies. This has taken it to a whole new audience, though. Books are one thing. A lot of the homeschoolers and, you know, parents that want their children to read and all that kind of stuff, that's where the books come in. But you know what? Taking it to TV and to the airwaves, that's a whole different ballgame, expanding the audience tremendously, Johnny.
Yeah, that's exactly our goal. We realize that there's only a certain amount of the audience in the market that's going to find the books. And it's generally going to come from parents who are very tuned in to the liberty movement. Our goal with this show is to make it spread like wildfire. We want the ideas of freedom. We want to share the ideas of freedom with 100 million kids, and that's the goal. That's the vision. And
that's a
we
tall
know that
order,
we can
but
only
with TV,
do
it's doable.
It's doable. Yeah, absolutely. We know we can do it. And when you create a show or entertainment that kids like, they begin to share it with their friends. And so we hope that we can create something that both kids will share with their friends at school, and parents will share with other parents, and that will just begin to spread and change hearts and minds. That's the main goal.
Change hearts and minds, ladies and gentlemen. Do it through entertainment. Use crowdfunding so you don't got to depend on Hollywood. distributed via the new Angel app. And we're coming up on a break here for a second, but I want to really just talk about this Angel app. It's from Angel Studios, ladies and gentlemen. That's the partner that's involved in this crowdfunding, involved in making the Tuttle Twins and the Chosen and future projects happen. Maybe Johnny will give us a little tidbit on future projects too. But, you know, there's video assets that relate to the pilot episode, the trailer, a whole lot more. This is stuff that we could sink our teeth into, ladies and gentlemen, and really get behind and support. And I hope not only the homeschoolers of the crowd, but all of you have been kind of on the sidelines. That can change. And the whole point is with this Angel app and what they're doing in the future projects, there's ways now that we've had the American people who have been sitting on the sidelines going, man, I can't stand Hollywood. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Now being able to direct by funding the development of future projects and a whole lot more. We'll get into that. We'll get into the app a little bit more. Remember, folks, these are the Harmon brothers, and Johnny works with them and for them as a partner with them. And really the focus here is saying, hey, how do we take back entertainment and make it moral again? How do we bring the people what they want, not just slide them into oblivion in perversion? And you know what? VidAngel was kind of one of the key starting points for that. And we've interviewed Neil Harmon several times on that effort. It's been a battle with Hollywood to the tune of big money. But Americans are winning, and we're finding ways to, I don't know if you want to say, build a better mousetrap, but that's how it is. Johnny Vance with me. When we come back, we'll talk about these things, especially the app and how you, ladies and gentlemen, can help be involved in the solutions. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. You know how you hear certain names and you're just like, man, that's a stage name. That's a great name. Johnny Vance, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think of that one? Johnny Vance with me, ladies and gentlemen. He's a writer and director of the Tuttle Twins. And I was mentioning right before the pause that, you know what, Americans, you've been sidelined by Hollywood, that's for sure. You just shut up and listen, and they'll just spew you communism and perversion till the cows come home. Not anymore, baby. Angel Studios and others are partnering together to make a difference, starting out with The Chosen. Tremendous point to Christ. And now the Tuttle Twins helping folks understand, from adults that enjoy good humor to the children who love the adventure, it's all about what we can do together. And I submit to you, the app is going to be one of the great keys here, ladies and gentlemen, because it's our own controlled channel that lets us say, we want good moral entertainment, Johnny.
Absolutely. That is our North Star. So the Angel app is really, really cool because you can go to angel.com, you can download this free app, and then you can watch the show absolutely free. The model that we're working out is if you like what you see and you want to spread the message more, we have a pay it forward option where you can give us $15, $20, $100 even or more if you want to spread this message to more people. And that's what helps keep the app alive and free and shareable. And that's what's propelled The Chosen, the other show. They really get so much more influence and reach when people pay it forward to be able to spread it to every part, because there's a lot of people who will never pay for a show like this, but will be very changed by it if they can just watch it. And that's why we want to keep it free and want it to spread.
It reminds me of Sacred Money, though, seeding the solution for Americans' future.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm familiar with that Sacred Money.
Well, it's just, I'm saying it's Sacred Money because if I put my money in and I pay it forward, I say, I'm going to do this so that I can invest in the morality of those around me. You mentioned that, hey, some other people may not pay for it, but they'll be changed forever. We're investing in
something.
That's
absolutely right.
This is a sacred cause we're engaged in to take back our whole culture from those who would want to cancel it. From those who are Hollywarped or Hollywood. You know, this is a sacred endeavor and sacred money driving this agenda, in my view.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. I mean, we definitely, it is sacred to us. It's the lifeblood of this movement. And if our goal is 100 million kids, it's only possible with partners.
One of the phrases they're using to describe this, ladies and gentlemen, is woke education solved, as they promote the Tuttle Twins helping children become educated in the true genius, the blessing of America. But the app is called angel.com. It's not called tuttletwins.com. Or the app is the Angel app. There's going to be more where this came from, right, Johnny?
Right. In terms of our Tuttle Twins project, so we've released the first episode. We're releasing episodes almost weekly until the end of the year. And for this first season, we've already funded the first 12 episodes. So go to the Angel app, download it. You'll be able to get it there. Angel also has many cool projects coming down the line that are already funded. You have one called Riot in the Dance. That's essentially Planet Earth, but without making you feel guilty for being a human. They very much acknowledge God and the creation of Earth. You have Wing Feather Saga, which is a fantastic fantasy book series by a Christian author. You have a very cool one that I'm excited about, a project called David, which is a computer animated movie about the life of David from the Bible. And it's by many people who left Hollywood wanting to form their own studio and do something that they love. And that one's going to be a juggernaut. I think it'll be huge when it releases. So you'll still be able to invest in that property. So lots of fun things coming down the line for Angel. We're just very excited to be part of the ride.
And ladies and gentlemen, people like me take delight in putting $15, $50, $100 in from time to time as new things become released, because I believe that I'm part of the solution, right? I'm not just sitting there as a bystander that could do nothing while I watch my society get destroyed. I'm not the guy that just basically says, oh, I want something for nothing. I'm not the guy that says, oh, there's nothing I can do about it. I'm the guy that says, hey, you know what? We backed The Chosen. We backed the Tuttle Twins. We're backing this idea about David and asking a question. And believe it or not, a friend of mine wrote a book called Are You a David? About, you know, standing up and saying, who are you? Okay, so this David example in the Bible is very critical to help people understand. You know what? I may not be able to solve everything, but I just got to do my part and let God take care of the rest, Johnny.
Yeah, absolutely. Hollywood is a Goliath. So let's take it on.
All right, now there's several writers that have been involved in the Tuttle Twins. You're one of them, but part of the creativity is that there's so many different writers, males and females, with different perspectives and kind of a unique humor to be brought to the table, and that's why every episode is so creative and different, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it is such a collaborative team effort. We have Daniel Harmon, who's show running the show. He's overseeing everything. We have, I don't know if you're familiar with Kellen Erskine. He's a comic that's been, you know, on all the late night shows and America's Got Talent, just one of the top comedians in the world. And he also happens to be pretty like-minded with us and so hilarious. You may have seen him on Dry Bar Comedy. Yeah, we have Zach Atherton, a fantastic improv comedian, Kelly Vrooman, who's been involved in many sketch shows and children's TV shows and such a phenomenal comedian. So we have just a host of amazing writers for this show that is just a joy to work with. And I think you'll see it if you watch the first episode, you'll see that in the writing. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised that it's, you know, working for adults and kids.
I've always been a voice guy. I love voiceovers and unique voice talent and character and stuff like that. I grew up as a teeny kid listening to Wolfman Jack back in the day kind of stuff. That's how I got started kind of in radio and everything. We went to the Tuttle Twins event live, the premiere, preview of it and everything else. Man, they did all these voices and characters. It was just, I love that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of talent behind it, ladies and gentlemen. And here's what's interesting. As the Angel app grows, and as more people realize this crowdfunding is the real answer to take back the morality high road in entertainment, it can be done by creative people who care. But I bring this up because all this talent is being brought here. And as Hollywood, becomes more and more debased, there's a lot of people that are jettisoning it and now gravitating to people like you guys. We're going to see more and more and more of a sea change. We're going to get bigger as they get smaller. It's going to be symmetrical. They're going to get smaller fast as we get bigger fast. Because most people care, Johnny.
Yeah, that's what we're seeing, Sam. People really do care. They've just felt powerless in the past. And by having something as powerful as investing in crowdfunding, you can put your money where your mouth is, and at the same time, Hollywood will fill it. And several studios are looking at Angel now. They ignored them to start, but it's becoming too big to ignore now. So that's a really encouraging feeling.
VidAngel, Angel Studios, the projects get bigger every time. The interaction, involvement with the crowdfunding, and Christians standing up for morality and entertainment just becoming, in my opinion, more organized, more affecting of change than ever before. Johnny, give me a parting shot.
Thank you for your time. People can, you know, go to angel.com, download the app. Watch it for free. Tell us what you think. We're really excited to hear what you think. You can share it with your friends, your family, your communist neighbors, anyone who needs who needs a little dose of freedom. So thank you so much, Sam, for your time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Vance with us. The final question for Johnny is this: woke education solved? That's a pretty bold statement. But I believe what happens is you give people a little taste of freedom and they start to feel it in their heart, Johnny. And that's what we're trying to achieve. It isn't just a mind thing you can learn. You know, even Satan knows the truth about Christ. But it's the in your heart change that happens. And I believe the Tuttle Twins and series like that can truly create that in the heart and in the mind. And that's what your goal is. Final
Absolutely.
Statement, sir.
Yeah, that's our goal. Let's get this to 100 million kids. Let's change hearts and minds. We can only do it with your help. Thanks so much, Sam.
Thank you, sir. There he goes, Johnny Vance, doing a great job, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
American politician, diplomat, and retired four-star general who served as the 65th Secretary of State from 2001 to 2005, Colin Powell has died from COVID-19 complications. His family reported the passing on Facebook Monday. He was 84. General Powell, the first black U.S. Secretary of State, helped shape American foreign policy in the last years of the 20th century. The Olympic flame for next year's games in China is set to be lit to an empty stadium amid growing international opposition to Beijing hosting the games. Two American citizens were arrested in Athens, Greece for protesting the Beijing 2022 Olympics. Quote, "We are calling on a full boycott of the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics due to China's genocide against the Uyghur people and the unprecedented levels of repression inside Tibet, Hong Kong, Southern Mongolia, and Democratic Taiwan." USA Radio News.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Get free shipping with the order of a new system at simplisafe.com today.
It's a MyPillow for the rest of your body. The MyPillow mattress topper. You will sleep well. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't forget, using my promo code USA will save you a bunch of money on anything on the MyPillow website. Christmas is coming. Get ready. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175.
The supply chain of goods waiting to be unloaded at Southern California ports has many retailers concerned. Let's get an update with Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
As supply chain shortages continue across the country, there is concern over how the problem is being fixed. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg appears on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday to talk about what is driving these shortages and how the Biden administration is responding.
What I can tell you is that, we're doing everything we can for the short term and the long term. And there are some X factors out there on everything from pandemic-related closures of factories and ports in Asia to things that are going on through the chain on the U.S. side.
Buttigieg also using the excuse that the turnover rate of truck drivers is high and that the shortages are not only driven by supplies, but the demand for these items. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Ladies and gentlemen, we were trying to call you on the break, ma'am, and so the bottom line is you got to answer that number, and then we can have you on the radio. I'm live on the radio this very second, so if you just answer your phone, my board op will call you right now. Thanks so much. All right, call one more time, Cameron. We'll get our guest with us. I hate to do that on the radio. I just have no choice, or I have dead air while people call me while we're trying to go live, right? So we're just doing the best we can, ladies and gentlemen, but this is live radio, and sometimes behind the scenes it gets a little bit crazy. And 99% of the time, we make it to where you don't even notice, right? But once in a while in the scramble, it leaks through live. I either give you silence or share the conversation behind the scenes a little bit, right? And because I don't even have a co-host with me right now, I'm all by myself, and that's how it is. So there you have that, ladies and gentlemen. We had Johnny Vance, though, on, talking about this incredible Angel app that they're working on. And they're really crowdfunding entertainment. It's an incredible new model. And it's taken on Hollywood like never before. Tuttle Twins is distributed via the new Angel app from Angel Studios. The first 6 episodes are being released right now, one every other week on the new Angel app, ladies and gentlemen. And all this is made possible by everyday Americans. You can get involved and fund it and make a difference. And that's one of the things I love about it the most. Not only do you get great entertainment, but you can also feel like you're part of something big. Part of something that's happening. So there you have it. All right, do we have our guest, Cam? Carmen Newberry with me, ladies and gentlemen. And she's going to join us at the WeCanAct.net conference coming up this weekend as well as a speaker. WeCanAct.net is the website. If you don't have your tickets now, put in the keyword, all capital letters, Liberty. Ladies and gentlemen, when you do that, you get $50 off per ticket. Would love you to go in person. There's streaming options if you just cannot make it, but really, would love you to be in person. There's nothing like in person. You feel the sacred cause of liberty like nobody's business, and that's our goal at WeCanAct.net. We want you to learn, and then we want you to act is kind of the key. Karma Newberry with me, and we're talking about her experience. We got to expose the use, ladies and gentlemen, of biological weapons. You know what? It's happening against the United States people, folks. You and I. And we don't have to suffer alone. Karma, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Your journey is especially personal and interesting. Let's talk about who you are as a person a little bit and then move into, I guess you ended up with Lyme disease, right?
Yeah. Do you want to go over what you know about me
Just give me a little bit on who you are first.
Okay. I grew up here in Utah, out in Grantsville, Utah, and I have been a business owner for the last 30 years. Owned Wasatch Pipeline Supply and then sold that, and now I own Discovery Hydropack. And then I ended up coming down sick about 10 years ago. I had other ailments, you know, leading up to that point when I was younger, but where it really hit me hard was about 10 years ago. And so I've been dealing with that ever since.
Wow. So you're a business owner, prolific, been involved for a long time in the business world, and hey, eventually sickness takes over. You're so sick you can't really carry on, right?
Yeah, I had a nurse by my bedside for probably over a year. I've had about 4 years of PICC lines and ports in my chest, which I still have one underneath for IVs every week. I just pretty much, you know, I've got a lot of it in remission right now, but I'm still battling with some of it. But yeah, it's been a nonstop journey for a long time.
So when you were so sick, you decided, hey, I'm going to go on a quest for learning. I got to figure this out. I got to find out what the heck I can do. I just can't remain sick like this. And that's how the awakening began for you, right?
It did. I finally got to a specialist, Dr. Von Johnson down in Provo. And he was a naturopathic and, you know, integrated doctor that, you know, it was hard to get into around here, and took me like months, you know, for me and my ex-husband to get in there at the same time. But it took him about 3 months to peel me back like an onion. And then he said, you know, I know what's wrong with you. And he said, you have Lyme disease. And I didn't know what that was. I think I remember learning about it when I was a kid, but I didn't know what it was. So I kind of got dumped in the middle of something that I could not for the life of me figure out how I could have gotten in the first place. And, you know, I know when I first started getting really sick though, you know, about that 9 or so years ago, I knew whatever it is that I was suffering with, I knew it was what my mom had for, over 50 years. And that whole time, I remember them always saying that my mom was mentally ill and that she didn't feel pain and, you know, she didn't have the nerve pain or the stomach aches all the time and the insomnia and all of the mental stuff that goes along with it when people don't believe you. And so following that journey, following my mom down that journey, and knowing that those doctors that did all those horrible things to her, and they took her away to the state hospital here in Utah for about a year when I was younger, and they did shock treatment therapy on her and all kinds of stuff like that. And so when I come to the realization after reading this book that the board that I sat on, Global Lyme Alliance out of Connecticut, asked me to read this book that came out in 2019, and so I read it, and And something definitely happened when I read it. It was shocking to me. By the fourth or fifth chapter, it had a picture of the 1968 Dugway sheep kill on the bottom of the page. And I knew at that moment that that they had poisoned her, and that's exactly what happened, and that's why I was sick as well. But so I ended up down at Invita Medical Clinic. I found out that the best treatments were available after going to Dr. Jemsek, which he did the best that he, you know, could, but it still was, you know, making me worse and it was making me better. So I ended up down at Invita. I had heard from other board members that Invita was integrative and naturopathic late stage cancer doctors. And so I ended up down there and I got treatment and they saved my life. I mean, 100% they saved my life. But I remember being down there when I listened to this book that the board of directors wanted me to listen to. And when all that happened, I remember being so upset that I, you know, was over at the clinic getting treatment and they pretty much just said, you know, they couldn't calm me down because, you know, it was almost like just this great big mourning of the fact that not only can your own government poison you, but then they can cover it up and lie about it. And so, but Dino Prado and man, what a wise man he is. I remember when I was really upset about it and he come into one of the treatment rooms and I'll never forget it, but he said, if you open your heart to God, amazing things will happen. And that night for me, like everything changed that night when I did that.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the upshot is many of the diseases we're experiencing, ladies and gentlemen, are intentionally created and promoted to make us sick. That's really the bottom line of Carmen Newberry's experience. Okay, we got to expose the use of biological weapons on we, the American people, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to suffer this alone. You're not crazy. Oftentimes it's that, you know what, you don't have any answers. WeCanAct.net is where you go to get tickets. Carmen will be speaking, articulating her experience and then how we can fight this, folks. Why do so many Americans have Lyme disease and other diseases like this? It didn't used to be this way, folks, but it is now, and you got to wonder why. Karma?
Yeah, I was just going to say that the one thing we know for sure is that they did it in a way of almost like layering it on top of us, right? Every so many years, they just add another layer, right? Because if they were going to depopulate the world, and they've been doing this across the world, this is just not the United States. This is the entire world they have been doing this on. And they have been doing it in layers stacked up on top of each other over the years. Because if they killed us all off at once, it was going to be so, you know, everybody was going to notice, right? But they did it over a 100-year period, then maybe everybody wouldn't notice. And that's exactly where we are today.
Carmen Newberry with me, ladies and gentlemen, one of the speakers at the We Can Act conference this weekend. WeCanAct.net. Get your tickets today. Put in the keyword, all caps, Liberty, and get a $50 off each ticket. We want to see you there. Karma in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Carmen Newberry with me, ladies and gentlemen. Join us in exposing the use of biological weapons on all of us, ladies and gentlemen. COVID's the easiest one to understand, but this has been going on for a long time. It's been layered over the top of the American people for quite some time, making us more sick, more dependent on big pharma as the days go by. It's a tragic reality check that Americans must deal with. WeCanAct.net is the conference this weekend. Karma, one of the speakers. So let's talk a little bit about, you said that you read this book, and you saw back in 1968 on one of the pages, and it kind of woke you up. Give people a little bit more detailed explanation, because part of the problem is when you're so knowledgeable about this, Karma, it's hard. Other people just need to get caught up, right?
Sure. No, I understand that. And let me just clarify one thing for sure is that, I mean, there is absolutely no question that we have rock solid proof of these things happening and that we intend to expose the whole plot at this event. And so that's why it's so important for everybody to tune in. But going back to the 68, so, well, this is the thing that's interesting is that I found out that I wasn't even born yet. I wasn't born until 72. And so in 68, my mom was, a second or third grade school teacher out there. And they had an accident one night where 6,400 dead sheep showed up on the West Desert. And I don't think that they all died at the same time, but they all suffered and hemorrhaged inside out, basically. So that's just horrible anything about that, too. I found all the documentation. Obviously, it was an international incident and all that. But when I got talking to the people and all the other information that we were finding around here, it was about that the sheep had eaten a poisonous wheat. And you're like, okay, well, how in the world do you have all those sheep in one time period all kill over dead or, you know, sick and all that all over the ground in one night? And so anyway, in the congressional hearing, though, after that, which Congress didn't even know what Doug Way was even doing out there. And so they lied under oath, and the documents will prove that they lied under oath and said that they had not done any biological testing out there. Well, let me tell you one thing that is clear. We not only have just that one 1968, we have 1,100 open chemical and biological weapons testing that we know of. So I don't know how much more there is, but that's something that there is so much proof of it, and all of it's going to be exposed at this event. So we're hoping everybody will join us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the kind of thing that's been done. And if you don't believe me, they gave black people syphilis back in the day, ladies and gentlemen, to try to do some experiments and stuff like this. It was just dastardly, evil, satanic. Really, at the core of this is Satan's plan to destroy populations, to depopulate the planet, to take over and create a tyrannical reality. And COVID is really, in my mind, just the latest. There's no doubt that it was engineered in a lab. There's no doubt that it was intentionally released on the people. And you say to me, Sam, how are you so sure? Well, anecdotal reality is really important to understand, ladies and gentlemen. Let me give you an example. Ivermectin is one of the greatest miracle solutions to prevent people from dying from COVID, to help people get well. It is a miracle drug. Dr. Pierre Corey even testified before Congress that that is the facts. He has a team of experts. It's not just him. It's many of them. Okay? He testified before Congress. Then YouTube kicks the video off. YouTube. All right? Well, why? I mean, if Congress can hear it, can't we? No, not according to YouTube. Well, then you got the government mocking ivermectin, saying it's just horse poop. Don't take it. Da-da-da-da-da-da. They even attacked Joe Rogan for taking it. Joe Rogan says, you're lying. You're not being genuine. Now they're admitting they got caught. They weren't being genuine. He took a legitimate prescription from a physician. It wasn't horse poop or whatever you want to call it at all. That was a lie. Well, now we discover that 1 to 200 members of Congress and their families and their staffs are all taking ivermectin. Well, why would the government down the greatest solution and mock it when that is one of the great answers that could save lives? Because this is an agenda for them. If it really leaked out of a lab and it was really the communists, they're the only ones at fault, then they wouldn't be downing solutions when they come about. They would be praising them and saying, oh my gosh, this is incredible. Ivermectin is the answer. How do we get, instead of ventilators in everybody's hands, how do we get ivermectin in everybody's hands? Instead of vaccinations in everybody's hands, how do we get, okay, but they're not doing that. Right now, oxygen is a controlled substance. So if you can't breathe, you're forced to go to the hospital. And then they run around and go, our hospitals are so full, we can't even deal with it. Well, I went to the hospital the other day, and it wasn't full. It was like a ghost town almost. Okay, why are they lying to you? And if they really aren't on this agenda with these chemical weapons, then why would they then cover up real answers that could save your very life? I struggled to get ivermectin for days when I was super sick and almost died from COVID. And ivermectin, once I finally got it from a frontline doctor, it changed my life and saved my life. Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious business. But Carmen, this is just kind of the latest in a series of events that's been layered onto us over the last 50 plus years, right?
Yeah. And another good point, too, is that one of the other things that we found is people were testing for organisms that aren't even found naturally in the United States. And so how would they possibly answer for that? And so we've come to the point where we cannot give up our liberty and our freedom anymore. And it's time for patriots to rise up and take down this deep state, because you know what? It's we the people that decide. We decide. Right? And we elect these people, and it is taken over this whole planet, this evil that needs to be taken out, and help is on its way, and I can't wait for that to happen, and I'm very excited for what's going to be coming soon.
Karma, this is such a big statement to make, that the government and governments around the world are literally using biological weapons on us. All right? This is a bold statement, but we need to expose the use of biological weapons on the people. At first, they just think we're crazy. How do we help people traverse that incredible learning curve?
Oh, they just need to come and join us at the event, and they'll learn all about it. There's also a streaming option, too, that is up that people can get streaming to, because we expect that people will be watching this from around the world.
There's no doubt about that. As you discovered this, I don't know what you want to call it, but sinister plot, if you will, what shocked you the most about it? Because I'm convinced that it's one thing for this to be happening, but it's another to how many people really know about it? How much does Congress really know? How much does your president really know, or your state legislative bodies? And how much is known by people that could really stop it or expose it?
Well, you know what? I got a copy of the documents. We have over 5,000 documents, and I got copies of them. I tried to get Chris Smith out of New Jersey to take them. He didn't want anything to do with them. I tried getting them to Mike Lee, Senator Mike Lee, and they didn't want them, but they took a small sample of them. And the evidence that we sent over, just in 20 or more that we sent over, was so damning that there was no denying it. And we still haven't, that was over a year ago, and we have gotten no response other than I finally got an email back a couple months ago basically saying that, you know, he'd get back to me at the end of the year. And this is what I told him. I said, so you want me to go back out to these people that all have cancer and they don't realize that all these other ailments and cancer is caused because they've poisoned us with all of this stuff to make your immune system compromised so that you can't go out there and fight. And so it's like a breeding ground for cancer. But you know, the thing that is crazy to me is that the poisoning is one thing, but the level of the cover-ups that they do and the way that they do it, and they include the institutions, they include the government, they include Congress, they include Big Pharma, they include Boeing, Pfizer, Merck, all of them. We have documentation showing 6 pages of these great big corporations involved and the institutions involved in this, these poisoning plots that they had put together and were perpetrating on the people of the world, right? It wasn't even just the U.S. They were doing it around the world. But that's what the deep state does, right? Is they're just pure evil, and we all know it. But I'll tell you, through this awakening process, and that was that, you know, God started talking to me, and that once that awakening process started, you know, it was like I was trying to figure it all out in my mind. And the more I'd read documents and all that, I would be asking God like questions like, well, I wonder if this, or I wonder if this, and then it would just come to me, or it would come to me in a song, or it would come to me in blinking lights. And there's no denying in this waking up process for me that, like, I found God, and I'm never going to lose him again.
Ladies and gentlemen, Karma Newberry will be a speaker at the Weekend Act conference coming up this weekend. She'll be exposing the use of biological weapons on we the people, on the people of the United States, but people around the world as well. And this plot is not a single instance. It has been layered on one layer at a time. It is a continued effort that is now, with COVID, and who knows what's to come after COVID, ratcheting up its attack on we the people. They believe they have the upper hand now, and they can just expose their fraud, and they believe we can't do anything about it. I submit they're wrong. I submit we can and will do something about it, and if we're on God's side, we win in the end. But Karma, they're so brazen now, they think it's too late for us to even do anything about it, don't they?
I actually think that they know that we're coming. And we're going to come quick, and it's going to be fast, and we're going to get this taken care of, and then we have a lot of big plans moving forward, and I can't wait for everybody to see it.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Karma Newberry, really breaking this down. It's a very complicated topic, and it's really hard for people to kind of go from A to Z on this thing because it's so evil, so diabolical that it's hard to really even believe. This can't be serious, right? But it is serious. It is real. The documentation proves it, and it is very, very scary indeed. But the first thing you got to have is knowledge to understand that what's really happening. And then you've got to, as Karma pointed out, instead of just being angry and livid, ticked off, you've got to kind of go back and let your heart be the lead on this thing and say, okay, I'm going to open up to God. God, what would you have me do going forward with this knowledge? How can I act now? Karma, thanks so much.
Thanks, Sam.
WeCanAct.net is the conference, ladies and gentlemen. Put in your capital letters, Liberty, is the code to get $50 off per ticket. Would love to see you there in person. If you just can't make it, there is a streaming option. Check that out as well. But be there in person. I'll be there live with our booth, LovingLiberty.net. Karma and others will be speaking. It's going to be I don't know if I had to use the term barn burner, but an incredible conference. The learning is just going to be out of this world. The speaker lineup is at WeCanAct.net. Check that out as well. 2 hours in the can. Thanks for being with us. My name is Sam Bushman, LovingLiberty.net, LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today and support us. We declare this nation shall endure.